Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Boston Globe looks a little different this morning. Once again, it has a standalone business section. The Tuesday through Friday business section is the fifth addition to the paper since Red Sox owner John Henry became the owner of the Globe. Joining us this morning to take a look at the changes to the paper is Boston University College of Communication Dean Tom Fiedler. Good morning, Tom, and thanks
morning,
for
Bob.
Coming in this morning.
No, happy to be here.
What's driving all this?
Well, obviously, the business audience is a very important one for the Globe, so I think that's part of it. If you look at the reader analyses, you'll see that the most loyal readers of what would be good journalism nowadays are people who are involved in business. That matters. But I think this also reflects the change in ownership of the Globe. Some of this would clearly be certainly approved by John Henry, but I think the publisher, Mike Sheehan, would want to have a section that stands alone. He comes out of the world of business.
How does it compare with what's happening at other newspapers around the country?
Well, it's actually bucking the trend in the sense that the trend is unfortunate. It's negative. Most newspapers are finding ways to collapse sections. It's the old idea about trying to do more with less. So to create a new section, and this, by the way, isn't the first new section they've done. During the campaign, they launched the political section that runs on Friday.
Every Friday. It's a great
section.
Friday.
It's a great section. And so I think these are very positive steps. It suggests that the Globe is interested in growth and not shrinking.
Well, we have the business section in front of us as I rattle the paper mm-hmm. around in front of the microphone right now. We're taking a look at it. It includes an enterprising feature about the role that patients play in drug regulation, a feature about the Wahlburgers restaurant mm-hmm. chain. You see, at least initially on day one, much of a difference from what was in the business pages that used to be stuffed in the back of the newspaper's Metro section.
Well, I think two things jump out. Number one is the number of column inches that they have now given. They have added, if you look at what they've got there today, they have four open pages. That's, if you figure, room for about 100 inches of text on each page. That's significant. That's probably double what they had in the past. That's a significant commitment. And also, it's very attractively packaged. They have done this in such a way that you can open that up, very quickly jump down. They have this the list of 10. Maybe they're copying BuzzFeed on that idea. Very digestible, straight to the point kind of pieces. And then they do have
on page two.
On page two, right. And a nice display in the center. Very attractively done. I think what's interesting, though, is they're putting a spotlight on the printed paper now when every indication shows that more readers will come to their journalism in some other way, digitally, than will ever pick up that paper. And so the majority of the readers won't actually see the way this is being packaged.
Well, actually, which leads to this question, how much does the long-range success of this section, do you think, depend on its online presentation?
Well, very much. I think the most important thing that the Globe has done here, which you don't even see in the section, is they've added staff to support it. At least three top-line journalists are now going to be focusing on the business coverage, and they already had a solid staff.
All right, last question, big picture. What does all this tell us so far about the stewardship of the new Globe owner, John Henry?
Well, it has to be positive if you're looking at the Boston Globe. The idea that what we have seen in the last year, the last maybe 18 months or so, have been all upsides. You haven't seen stories about staff layoffs. You've seen additions. They've got the crux section focusing on the Catholic Church. You've got, as we mentioned, the political section. A lot of other blogs. It's all been on the plus side. And so I think that at least Boston Globe readers can say that John Henry's purchase of the Globe has been a very positive one.
Tom Fiedler, Dean of the College of Communications at Boston University, thanks for coming in this morning and talking to us.
Oh, you're welcome. Always a pleasure.